NASA recently announced finding water on the moon, leading to speculation that we might someday be able to move in. While this might sound far-fetched, it's the type of thing science fiction fans have been dreaming about for years, inspired by a raft of popular books and movies. But as Chris Boros reports, we can't forget that science fiction has also fueled nearly a century's worth of song.
Music usually reflects people's everyday lives. Think about the impact the Industrial Revolution had.
As soon as technology started getting introduced, those aspects of technology started getting worked into songs.
Come take a trip in my airship, sung by Billy Murray at a Sun Record.
Dr. Sally Childs-Helton is an ethnomusicologist from Butler University. She contends that science fiction and music began with songs about technology.
We have heard some songs done that date back to Tin Pan Alley and earlier, back to the turn of the 19th century. Songs about airships and things like that.
Come take a trip in my airship. Come take a sail among the stars. Come have a ride around Venus. Come have a spin around Mars.
Technology that crops up in popular culture is anticipatory. So Come With Me in My Airship comes from a time when airships were still relatively primitive.
That's Dr. Barry Childs-Helton, Sally's husband. He received his doctorate in folklore from Indiana University, and says you can find references to science fiction and early sheet music, like this 1901 piece called A Signal from Mars. Science fiction and fantasy and music actually predates these early examples by hundreds of years, with the supernatural beings in English and Scottish folk ballads. Dr. Barry Childs-Helton says those songs evolved in the Appalachian Mountains where British immigrants settled.
You do find themes that crop up in what was called hillbilly music that actually kind of keeps pace with technological development and is very compatible with science fictional ways of looking at the world. There was one called You Better Pray to God When You See Them Fly in Saucers. That dates from post-1947 in Roswell.
You better pray to the Lord when you see those flying saucers. It may be the coming of a judgment day. They're a sign, there's no doubt of the trouble that's about. I say, my friends, you better start to pray.
Even Woody Guthrie wrote a song called My Flying Saucer. But his saucers were really a symbol for something more threatening, says Sally Childs-Helton.
Invasions from other planets are just code words for human warfare. And we see that in the 50s with the Cold War, where monsters from outer space are standing in for communists.
But some people did not take the threat too seriously.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn.
In the 50s, often it was comedic. Purple People Eater is the classic example where the alien winds up playing horn in a rock and roll band.
It was a one-eyed, one-horn flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horn flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horn flying purple people eater sure looks strange to me.
Science fiction fans began sharing songs with one another that had science fiction or fantasy themes. A 1950s article about these unusual songs misspelled folk as filk and gave a name to a movement. Bill Sutton is the president of Interfilk, an organization that helps fans and musicians attend conventions. He explains that otherworldly ideas in popular music became more prevalent during the counterculture.
When you had the combination of this really new sort of countercultural music that was beginning to hit the airwaves, not just the clubs, you combine that music with the space program and with the excitement that everyone had about technology, and that technology really was going to save everything.
The Byrds had a huge hit with that song in 1967. A decade later, even the Carpenters jumped aboard with Calling All Occupants of Interplanetary Craft. By then, an entire genre had been inspired by the Star Gods with progressive rock and space rock. Brenda Sutton, who works with her husband Bill on the Interfilk project, points out that mankind also sent some inspiration back to the aliens.
That musical reference that was put onto the Voyager that went out into the universe carrying all of our songs and stories. And when people thought that maybe, just maybe, somebody is going to find that and hear what we are, I think it gave us great hope. that even if we really truly screw it up here, there might be someplace to go.
Standing on the moon, I see the battle rage below. Standing on the moon, I see the soldiers come and go.
Now that we've found significant water on the moon, the guy living there in this Grateful Dead song could be you. For NPR News, I'm Chris Boros.
I see all of Southeast Asia. I can see El Salvador. I hear the cries of children and the other songs of war. It's like a mighty melody that rings down from the sky.